Nolte, 26% of Democrats want Joe Biden replaced after hearing Tara Reid denial. By John Nolte on May 5, 2020. With 26% of Democrat voters now calling for Joe Biden to be replaced as the Democrat presidential nominee, there is no question the former vice president's Morning Joe appearance, where he denied sexually assaulting Tara Reid in 1993, was a disaster. Only 61% of Democrats says Biden should not be replaced. And of those 61%, only a measly 41% say he should definitely not be replaced. Morning Consult conducted the poll of 1,991 registered voters and showed them a 35-second video clip of Biden's denial. There is a 2-point margin of error. When broken down by age, a whopping 40% of Democrats under the age of 45 want Biden gone, while just 15% of Democrats 45 and over agree. On the issue of Biden's credibility, when surveying all voters, both Democrats and Republicans, only 41% found Biden's denial credible, while 38% said it was not credible. Only 61% of Democrats found Biden's denial credible, while 19% said it was not credible. Only 53% of younger Democrats, those under age 45, found Biden's denial credible, while 67% of Democrats 45 and up found Biden's denial credible. Tara Reid has credibly alleged that in 1993, while she was working in Biden's Senate office, the then Delaware senator cornered her against a wall, forced his hands under her skirt, and forced his fingers into her vagina. Biden denies the incident ever took place. Reid is a lifelong Democrat, and investigative reporters have found 5 contemporaneous witnesses who confirm Reid told them about the incident at or near the time Reid says it happened. What's more, there is video of Reid's now-deceased mother calling into a 1993 edition of CNN's Larry King Live looking for advice about her daughter's problems with a prominent senator. Except for this one Morning Joe appearance, and with the help of the corrupt corporate media, Biden has remained hidden and not faced any tough questions about the allegations. Meanwhile, Reid is challenging investigative reporters to dig into her story and risked prison last month by filing a formal criminal complaint against Biden. Reid has also called for Biden to open up his Senate papers, which are currently being kept in secret at the University of Delaware. Reid claims she filed a sexual harassment complaint against Biden. This was separate from the alleged assault, and that a copy of the complaint might be found among Biden's papers. Biden is adamantly refusing any outsiders access to those papers. He even refused the idea of allowing a judge to look through them. Reid is the 8th woman to accuse Biden of sexual misconduct. In an effort to put the scandal to bed, Biden created talking points full of lies, and in a disheartening repeat of the Clinton 90s, Biden sent prominent women out to lie for him. The poll claims there is good news for Biden because he is polling better with Democrats on this issue than disgraced former Senator Al Franken, DMN, and then Representative John Conyers, DME, did during their sexual harassment scandals. By respective margins of 48 and 43%, Democrats found the misconduct allegations against Franken and Conyers credible. But that glimmer of good news is a bit misleading. Nowhere in this poll are respondents asked the straightforward questions about whether or not they find the allegations against Biden credible. There is no apples-to-apples comparison. A second bit of good news is that those who want Biden replaced are primarily young people. And it is safe to assume that some or most of those younger people are supporters of Bernie Sanders who might still be bitter over losing to Biden. Nevertheless, Biden will still need their votes in November, and Reid's increasingly credible allegation is just one more reason for them to stay home. In this poll, Biden beats President Trump 45-41% in a head-to-head matchup. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.